Derby's main political parties have revealed their manifestos for this year's City Council elections. There's a lot at stake. A few votes one way or the other could swing who's the biggest party in the city. Well, BBC Radio Derby's political reporter Chris Doy just spent the weekend buried in pages of promises and pledges. And Chris, what have the politicians got to say?
Well, manifestos are always interesting, Phil, because they're a mixture of the incredibly detailed and specific and the meaninglessly vague. So all three parties, well, they seem pretty keen on children, old people and the environment, and much less keen on antisocial behaviour and unemployment. Who'd have thought? There are some key points of difference between them, though. So let's have a look at the Conservatives, first of all. They currently run the City Council with a minority administration and have the largest manifesto of the three. Some of it is things we already know about, so an end to fixed speed cameras, the building of the velodrome and the 50-metre swimming pool, and continued investment in repairs to the roads and pavements. But there are some things we might not have heard about before this election. Finding things for young people to do on Friday makes it in there. A zero-tolerance approach to bullying in schools. And a plan to make Derby one of the first cities you can charge electric vehicles in.
Well, let's have a look at the Lib Dems manifesto as well. And on many things this year, they seem to have agreed with the Conservatives.
Yes, they helped them get the budget through a few weeks ago and have supported them on several other things this year. But there are some differences between them which come up in the manifesto. Bus lanes is the obvious one. The Lib Dems implemented some of the lanes that are currently being removed by the Conservatives. They're promising more bus and cycle lanes, so presumably some of the bus lanes, like the one on Duffield Road, maybe would be going back in. They also want to see the River Derwent used to generate more electricity. That's already going to happen near the council house. It sounds like they would take things a step further and try and use more of the river's weirs for that. The Lib Dems want to set up more business improvement districts, and they want to crack on with the Rosehill and Osmaston regeneration plans, which could bring a lot more homes to the city.
And what about Labour? Because they've had a few run-ins, haven't they, with the other two parties this last year?
Yes, while the Lib Dems and the Tories have found some things to agree on, Labour have probably found more to disagree on. And in many cases, they're saying they would reverse some of the decisions made recently. So children's centres have been a big bone of contention. Conservatives are looking to close six of them. Labour say if that went ahead, they would reverse that decision. They'll also keep the existing care homes. We know Merrill House and Warwick House are likely to close in the next few years under current council policy. And the Silk Mill would be reopened by Labour. The Conservatives say it'll happen in 2 years or so, but Labour seem to be suggesting they'll do that a bit sooner. Also a commitment from Labour to help people who've lost their public sector jobs. Looks a little bit of a dig against the coalition government and the arrangement between the Tories and the Lib Dems in Derby, I suspect.
And manifestos are great up to a point, but there's normally lots of things that don't get written in. Cuts, for instance.
Yeah, manifestos are really a home for good news, things you want to sort of shout about. But with the budgetary pressures that the council's facing, there's going to be some bad news hidden in a cupboard somewhere too. Labour, for instance, want to keep the children's centres, but they don't say in their manifesto where they would save the money instead. The Lib Dems fought to keep two care homes open, but they haven't really explained how they'll pay for that, and some of the care homes are becoming quite run down. The Conservatives are promising a few ideas about how to improve schools, but don't say how they'll influence what happens in academies, because, of course, academies are outside council control. So manifestos, yes, they are useful, but they don't exactly tell the whole story.